This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palpeth. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigations believes the Chinese consulate in the West Coast city of San Francisco is harboring a Chinese researcher. Court documents reveal she is charged in federal court in California with lying about her military background. Justice Department criminal charges say Tang Huan lied about her military affiliation in a visa application last October to work at the University of California, Davis, and again during an FBI interview last month. Agents found photographs of Tang in a uniform of the People's Liberation Army and news articles from China that identified her military affiliation. Prosecutors claim Tang Wan was first the Prosecutors claim about Tang Wan was first reported by the news website Axios Wednesday, hours after the U.S. State Department ordered the Chinese consulate in Houston, Texas, to shut down. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the consulate was the persistent problem of Beijing's theft of U.S. intellectual property. Pompeo is due to give a speech Thursday titled Communist China and the Future of the Free World. COVID-19 infections in the U.S. are quickly approaching 4 million. This as hundreds of thousands of American workers affected by the pandemic have sought federal aid, and while lawmakers consider another rescue package, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is preparing to unveil a $1 trillion COVID-19 rescue package Thursday. The Democratic-led House passed a $3.5 trillion rescue bill over 2 months ago and is calling for much more funding to assist state and local governments. Read more about it on voanews.com. This is VOA News.